Hi, this is Julia Lunetta here with Christina Milatovic, getting a little behind the scenes insight into what goes into the sausage of Second Shift. So, Christina, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I was a really actually random addition. I happened to be at this, what is it? Like a trading card, collectible card game night at a place in Davis Square.
Your Move Games. Maybe they'll give us free stuff.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And that a friend of mine had sort of dragged me along to. And Andrea also happened to show up. This is like literally one of two times that I went. But then this one time, Andrea also happened to be there. And I played against her once. And she was, I guess, unbeknownst to me at this time, they had this role, Zana, that they were having a really hard time filling because she's this 50-year-old woman. And anybody who had responded to, I guess, what was a casting call wasn't really interested in playing the 50-year-old woman who really wasn't that big a character. They had like one submission, which I'm told is really awful. And so, you know, she basically was talking about it because, of course, she's very excited about it and talks about it all the time. You know, said, hey, you know, your voice sounds kind of interesting. I have this thing that I'm doing. And she explained a little bit to me. She's like, would you be interested? And I said, well, yeah, I don't know. Why not? I'm like, that sounds kind of interesting. I've never done anything like that before. And so basically I recorded a little snippet of me reading a little piece of a script, which is no longer anywhere to be found because that piece got completely excised from the original first episode, and sent it off. And then I think I actually did a second one because they sent somebody, I think it was Andrea, but it might have been Becky, emailed me back saying, hey, actually, could you do this in some kind of accent? And I was like, oh, I really can't do accents, but okay. So I recorded it again in a really awful accent and sent that back. And they're like, yeah, sure, you know, come on down and meet us. And so I came down and met all these crazy people. And I have been doing Zana ever since in a really terrible Transylvanian accent. I am a vampire. What can I say?
So speaking of the accent, it's been... well, I guess I'm going to sort of answer the question because I want to get you talking about this.
Oh, dear.
So... R's.
Oh, God. I hate them. With a passion. I can't roll my R's. I'll just put that out there. I've tried. I just can't figure out how people do it. I don't know. People do it around me and they mock me. It's terrible. And so I fake it. I flip them. And basically it's just like sort of popping them almost. And
would you care to demonstrate?
Oh, brother. No. but it has actually been an issue because the writers, you know, obviously being more concerned about putting good dialogue out there.
And thinking it's really funny to torture the actors.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say that, but...
that's what I'm here for.
Have on occasion given me sentences that just really didn't work. And I tried multiple times. And there was one phrase, which I always bring up, but it was... rarely remembered, and I still don't know why they thought that was a good idea, but suffice it to say, I really can't say that in the accent, and I tried several times, and they finally were like, oh, forget it, and they rewrote it. I think they changed it to barely remembered, so that I only had a couple of R's instead of way too many, but no, I'm not going to do an R for you. I do enough of them.
So... what do you do when you're not avoiding saying the letter R and occasionally attending collectible card game tournaments?
Well, I work at Starbucks. Yes. I make lattes. It's very exciting. It pays the bills, barely. I don't know. Not a whole lot else. I've been taking some computer science classes. Not recently. I lead a very boring life. Sad but true.
Have you found that your experience dealing with irate customers or whatnot is... at all been relevant to your Second Shift experience?
Sadly, no. If only I had the wisdom and dignity that Zana has, but I really don't. Or the patience, really. God, I'm a lot less patient than she is with people, honestly. For those of you, I'm now, this is going to be a little bit relevant to time, but we're recording this the day after election day. And let me just say, for those of you who were not aware, Starbucks was giving away free tall coffees yesterday.
Tall being Starbucks-ese for small.
Small, free small coffees. And it was one of the most horrendous days that I've had to work in a very long time. I'm just going to say that. Sorry. So, I have no wish to get fired, you know.
Sorry, but the time this comes out, you know, we'll all be rich and famous. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
You can just buy and sell Starbucks.
Yeah.
So what's been your favorite moment of playing Zana in the show thus far?
Oh, do I have a favorite moment? Wow, that's actually a really good question. I don't know if I have a favorite moment. I think one thing that's been really interesting is that in most of season one, she was really, I mean, she was a major character, but what I always described her as the minor major character, which is to say she was important in the world, but she didn't really appear that much of the time.
She was kind of Charlie to the Charlie's Angels
of Mike, Sean, and Catherine.
Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, clearly a key force in people's lives, but just not one that you ever heard from. and so,
except to give the moral at the end of the story.
Yeah, exactly. Or to feed people. And so one thing that's been really interesting for me in the second season, if you've been listening to the second season, then you probably have noticed that I'm leaning on the table, that she's definitely become a bit more of a presence. She's not, I mean, she's still, you know, more of a minor character, but she's actually going out on the adventure now, which is not something she ever did in the first season. And we're also finally, I don't even know which episode have we put out now.
We're up
to 208.
So
I can't do spoilers. It's also been really interesting to me to learn more about Zana sort of as we go and to see more of her backstory and more of her history. Because in some ways in season one, I mean, she was sort of the only character that didn't change. Everybody else had, you know, an arc that they went through. They actually changed over the course of the season. They grew in some way as they were coping with the situation. And Zana didn't. She was really the same the entire time, which in some ways makes sense because she was the older character. She'd already lived her life. She'd presumably gone through all of these fabulous experiences that had already made her what she was. But, you know, in that sense, it did also make her sort of more of a one-note character.
So I'm actually curious, what was your reaction when you started seeing the sort of filling in the backstory of Zana, given that it's been... It's a fairly dramatic backstory.
It is, yeah.
That definitely conflicts with sort of the placid exterior she showed
very,
the first season.
Very, very different from Zana first season. And I don't know, I thought that was... I was really interested. I was kind of excited, actually. It's like, hey, you know, Zana's got an interesting history. I mean, we saw sort of a taste of it. She gave that long story.
Lots
of R's about, you know, going for the Hand of Doro. And so you definitely had that taste of, wow, she really did some crazy things when she was younger. But it was, you know, it's been pretty fascinating, actually, to see this other side of her come out. It's been fun, actually, for as much as sometimes I like to complain about it. But it's also been, and poor Brandon has gotten a lot of that. But it's also been really fun and kind of interesting. And you'll get to see later episode when we really get to dig into that. So it's really interesting. I guess that's probably the episode that hasn't come out yet. That's the best one for Zana. Sorry, guys, you'll just have to wait.
There's only the one episode left. Really, you know, that's the big secret, is that we're actually going to end it after 209.
That's right.
It's not true.
No.
But yeah, so this has been great. Thank you for doing this, and look forward to hearing more from Zana.
Woohoo.